This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Your official station to talk Giants. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
Good morning, campers.
Alan, Jerry, don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
And a good morning to you, too. Maybe you suck, how about that? Oh, hi there. My name is Al Dukes. I'm with CeeLo today. Good morning, CeeLo.
What's up, Al? How are we doing today?
Where is Jerry?
He's here. He's in the newsroom.
Oh, right.
Prepping for his big Boomer fill-in today.
Oh, right. He's filling in for Boomer.
Yeah.
Boomer is in Las Vegas today, tomorrow, Thursday. Then he's going to make his way from Vegas to the airport to the Jersey Shore, where he'll spend the night. And then Friday, we're live from DJ.
How about that? I'd love to know where he's flying into on Friday.
Me too. I don't know if he's flying private, if CBS put them private, or, you know, I don't know how the network, how network television is doing these days. He might be in back of the plane by the bathroom.
Yeah.
You never know.
Flying into Newark and a little Uber down the shore.
Who knows? I don't know what the story is.
How about that?
But that's the story here. So Jerry will be here at 6 o'clock with Gio. Now, I know there was no Mets and there was no Yankees last night, but here's the good thing. We've got the Mets in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Mets on a five-game tear. We've got Pete Alonso hitting home runs even when he was sick. I expect a Dave Kingman-like performance.
Wow.
In one of these games, I need one of these balls to make its way onto the street out in left field.
Okay.
Then I need Pete Alonso to go run to the outfield and hump the ivy.
By the way, I remember yesterday, you probably don't remember, but
I remember
referenced
everything.
The video from Friday night, the ISO on Pete up against the dugout fence when he had the black
humping
jerseys
it,
on.
Yep.
But I got to show that to Gio. So because we were talking about the stuff from Sunday and the group infield celebration and all that, but the ISO on him from Friday night and the look on his face.
Yeah.
I'm going to get everyone's take on that.
It really threw off this Emmanuel Babari.
Yeah, I caught that.
I heard in the overnight, he was very puzzled by Pete Alonso's behavior.
Couldn't put his finger on what was going on there. Yeah.
I say, this guy must be just, listen, he's a young guy, right? He's got to be in his, what, early 20s, Pete Alonso?
Early, I thought you meant Emmanuel.
No. Pete Alonso's full of testosterone right now.
He's probably, clearly.
He's probably popping those pills that Frank Thomas is
or
pushing
on
the overnight.
Gio is now reading spots for.
Maybe he's eating some blue chews.
Yeah. Whatever works.
Yeah, whatever works. But he's on a tear right now, so I expect nothing less than a ball better land on whatever street that
is.
Yeah,
I don't know what it's called,
Chicago.
But it's a little easier to do that, I think, at Wrigley than it is at Fenway, because, of course, you don't have the high wall and left there.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I don't know how anyone hits home runs on that green monster. I mean, that thing's so high up
there.
Well,
also, then they built the seats atop the monster.
Yeah.
So what it used to be, you just got it over the wall, and it would
be on
Lansdowne
the street.
Avenue, I think is the name.
Yeah, I think you're correct.
But then they built those monster seats, which are tiered upwards.
Yep.
So you really got to
step
into one.
The only cool places to hit the ball out of is Wrigley Field on the street, over the Green Monster, and into the Cove in San Francisco.
Yes,
I can't think
McCovey
of another
Cove.
One. Maybe into the rafters where the Devil Rays play.
They also have in Pittsburgh the Allegheny River out beyond right field.
And people can hit balls out there?
That it has been done numerous times.
The Shea Bridge is a cool place to hit home run at City Field. Not a lot of people have done it.
Yeah, that's
and
one.
People have done it. I don't even think are in baseball anymore.
Utah Street at Camden Yards in Baltimore.
Oh, okay.
Up and back behind the the area in right field where you got the factory at the warehouse. Yeah,
okay.
You got that as well.
There are a number of places.
So as
then.
We start to think about it, there are, yeah.
But the coolest is Chicago.
Chicago.
That's what I say.
You think so? Coolest one?
Yeah, coolest one. Just
out of the stadium.
Out of the stadium, onto the street, mm-hmm. over that cheap fence. Like they actually have like an actual fence behind the seats in Chicago.
And you got the people across the street right on the rooftop.
Yep, they sell those seats now.
Yeah.
So it's cool. That's what I'm expecting from Pete Alonso tonight. And then the Yankees play the Orioles. And the Orioles are coming to town. And Gerrit Cole's on the mound. So that is a win for the Yankees.
Oh, really?
Two big wins coming
against
up tonight.
The second place Orioles,
yes.
Who I think are 34-16.
Yes.
Mm.
I've got a win tonight for the Yankees with Gerrit Cole.
Okay.
I've got a win tonight with the Mets with Kodai Senga and Pete Alonso hitting the ball onto the street.
All right. Well, we'll have to check in tomorrow morning on how all those predictions went.
Please
do. Can you make a few wagers on the games?
I don't bet anymore.
You don't? Okay. At all?
But no. Huh. I lost interest.
Got it.
I lost interest.
Didn't get involved in either of these first two Triple Crown races?
No. The only thing I was betting was NFL football. And then just like playing fantasy, like it would annoy me when I lost. And I was like, this sucks.
Well, no one likes losing. I mean,
I know. That's the worst part.
So with the Derby, there was a horse named Jace's Road. My oldest son is Jace. So we had a little family wager on that. Came out of the gate strong. I believe ended up finishing last.
Oh, fine. So he went first
now,
to last.
Preakness, there were two horses, one Coffee with Chris, and then also Chase the Chaos. So close to Jace, and I'm always talking about how it's chaotic at my house with my two boys. So I got my sons all excited about that. So we went in on both horses in that race. Stugatz.
Nothing.
Coffee with Chris, dead last.
Listen, I say the important thing is you're teaching your kids about gambling, and that's really
that's the most important part.
This is what it's all about.
Responsible gambling.
Fathers and sons,
yes.
Betting.
Coming together, putting money on horses that we know nothing about other than the names are cool.
So it's not important whether you win or lose.
Right.
It's that you've showed your kids, look at my money, gone.
Yes, it was a bonding experience.
I could have bought you something cool, but instead, it's gone.
We put like $15 down.
All right, that's fair.
All right.
I did see that the Nuggets, this surprised me, a couple of things. So the Nuggets sweep the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
The first NBA Finals for the Nuggets. How come I never hear the Nuggets whenever people want to mock the Jets and go, the Jets haven't been to a Super Bowl in 50 years?
Well, right now it's more about that the Jets haven't been to the playoffs.
Oh.
And it's the longest drought of any team in the four major sports.
But I never hear, like, the Lions have never been to a Super Bowl.
Right.
The Browns. I never hear the Nuggets have never been to the NBA Finals.
Interesting that they get there on the day that Carmelo announced his retirement.
Yes, that is interesting.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And then, this has got to be the biggest fake news ever.
You're going to give me LeBron? Is that where we're going?
LeBron James acting as if he's considering retirement in the offseason.
Well, he can consider it. Doesn't mean he's going
to
do it.
He needs to think about, quote, if I want to continue to play. We already know you're waiting for your son to play, and you're going to play with him, so you're not retiring. That's silly. No one followed up with that? No one said you
specifically
know
about the son. I'm not sure. I've not
that's
heard
silly
it.
Then.
I enjoyed though that he answered this in the press conference setting to some extent, but then you also had like ESPN and The Athletic or Bleacher, like all these individual
one-on-ones.
Reporters trying to claim it. Well, sources tell, you know, it's like he just told the whole world. So, I mean, maybe you have something on the side or you chatted with him one-on-one after the fact, but I mean, I can put it on the press conference and see where he says that I got to think about it.
He's got to think about it. He's got a lot to think about.
Correct.
But, yeah, I mean, anybody who didn't follow up with you, we already know you're waiting for Bronny to play, so you're going to play with him. So you're not
maybe
quitting.
Takes a year off. Who knows?
He's not taking a year off.
I already saw someone make the connection of this is his already starting to gain leverage to bring Kyrie to L.A.
Yeah, well, I saw that too. Kyrie, come on.
And I think he might have been at the game last night.
Kyrie was?
Yeah.
Kyrie.
So I'm sure that's going to be a thing because, of course, that was where he, I think, wanted to end up.
Kyrie wants to go to L.A.?
Well, I think, yeah, at once he was wanting out of Brooklyn, that's what he was looking to do, and they obviously did not placate his top choice, and he ended up in Dallas.
But all now right. He can,
yeah. So.
All right, so we'll get him out there. Then when's Bronny coming out?
I don't know. Year after next? Maybe.
2 years?
I don't know.
All right, so LeBron, we know
is
it's
going to
happen.
He's going to be a freshman goofy at USC, is that correct?
Yes, that's true, actually,
so then
yes.
It would be not next season, the season after, if he does a one-and-done situation.
He's playing with somebody else famous's kid
out
there.
Yeah, there's a trio of them.
Of famous kids at USC playing basketball?
Well, I think two of them are, like, you know, sons of famous people, and the other one's just, like, a big-time prospect, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I can't remember who the other USC basketball player is the son of.
I'll find it.
I know it's an athlete. Someone yell it to me really loud from your car and I'll hear it.
Oh, Dennis Rodman's kid.
Yes, Dennis
Rodman. DJ Rodman.
DJ Rodman.
Yeah.
Who knew Dennis Rodman had that young of a kid?
And then
he's an old guy.
This other guy, and I don't know his background. If he comes from, you know, someone famous in the basketball world, this Isaiah Collier,
mm-hmm.
who has a big-time prospect rating.
I might become a USC
there
fan
you go.
Basketball for next
the
season.
Games will be too late for you, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll just pretend to follow them.
Right.
All right, so we got that. So that's it. Sweep City. When do the Heat and Celtics play? I'll figure that one out. Let me Google
Well, like Eddie said, he said yesterday, right?
Heat
June
schedule.
1st? Was that? Oh, I'm sorry. They used the game 4 for the Heat and the Celtics
it's
is
today.
Tonight. Yeah.
Tonight.
Yeah.
So it could be Sweep City here.
Correct. And then you'd have like 9 days or whatever it is.
Yeah, we had that figured out yesterday. All right.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's exciting stuff. So we got Mets Cubs, Orioles Yankees, and Heat Celtics on your docket tonight.
Don't forget about Vegas and Dallas.
Vegas and Dallas?
I assume that's tonight. By the way,
it's a big assumption.
5 games into the NHL conference final, and those are both. It's a 2-0 and a 3-0 situation.
Oh, is that right?
So we have put. You cannot rule out the possibility of 4 sweeps between the two winter sports and the conference finals.
Of a big Sweep City going on?
How about
on?
That?
Wow.
You got Dallas up 2-0. I'm sorry, Vegas up 2-0.
Yeah.
And Florida again last night with Brooks Koepka in attendance wearing the Panthers jersey with the Wanamaker trophy. 1-0.
Did he get a
3-0?
Did he get a seat for the trophy? Was it sitting next
to
him?
Oh, yeah, the suite.
Oh, he had a suite.
Yeah, yeah. And I saw a video. It was a little gray. I couldn't tell, but the. You know what? I'm not even going to go there.
I saw. You know Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I know Taylor Swift.
The big ticket item this summer.
I did not know that, but okay.
Well,
Fliegelman, I'm sure has
very hard to get.
New, I bet Fliegelman's going to at least one of those shows.
But she played Gillette Stadium in the pouring rain, like. There's some really cool videos on YouTube, like pouring rain the entire time.
When was this?
I think it was just over the weekend.
Okay.
And one of those Patriots quarterbacks was in a suite, and I didn't like that one
bit. One of those
bit.
Patriots quarterbacks?
I can't remember if it was Mac Jones or Zappy.
Okay. Why did you not like that?
Bougie. And you part of the experience. Hold on. Part of the experience of going to that show at Gillette was that it was a historic downpour.
Okay, and you think they knew that when they arranged for the suite?
Yes.
No, they did not.
I actually think it was Mac Jones, because Zappy I also saw in the news yesterday because he got married, or he got engaged, and they are Zappy ever after. That's what they're.
Sorry,
that's Eddie's what their pictures
Eddie's in my ear. He said you saw Bruce in the governor's suite years ago.
That's true.
All right, well.
I did
what
see
happened
Bruce
if it would have rained or downpour? What if there was a historic downpour that night when you were in the governor's suite?
That's fair.
Yeah.
I did go to a Bruce Springsteen show in the downpour. It was September 22nd, 2012.
God, why do you remember the exact
date? Because that was my birthday.
Oh, right.
And I went because of that.
Here you go.
And there was a lightning in the area, and the show didn't start till 10:30.
Mm. How about that?
How about
that? It's a late night for you, but that's 11
but it
years
was
ago.
Like a Saturday night as well.
Mac Jones has sparkling night out with girlfriend Sophie Scott at Taylor Swift concert.
Yes, there it is.
I missed because Eddie was in my ear. What was going on with Zappy? He got married?
Zappy got engaged.
Okay.
And their tagline is Zappy Ever After.
Oh, God. Adam Fox of the Rangers just got engaged, so congratulations to him, Long Island guy.
Good for him.
Good for you.
Hey, good for you.
Zappily ever after. Zappily?
No, they did Zap.
Zappy. Because Zappily sounds too much like Zeppelies.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I would think of.
Zappy ever after.
Zappy ever after. That's the Instagram hashtag?
Yes.
Good God.
If you're looking to buy them a gift.
Right. That's just what they need.
Let's take a quick break here, CeeLo, because when we come back, I want to do a little bit. I've got a bunch of baseball notes. I got some NFL notes.
No golf today, probably.
I have no golf notes. Right. So if you're here for golf,
I think I covered that for like the next 3 weeks in yesterday's warm-up show.
Okay, good. Yeah, we've got all of that. So when we come back, let's do, let me see what I want to do next. Do I want to do baseball notes or football notes?
Maybe you can ponder that during the break.
I'll do baseball notes.
All right.
Baseball notes, then football notes, then weird stuff.
Weird stuff.
That's the layout
here.
Weird,
wild stuff.
That is the layout here. And then Gio will be here with Jerry Recco at 6.